This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We continue now with a study in which we've been involved for the past several days of the question, what must I do to be saved? And we have noted several passages which show that men are saved by the grace of God. That is, no man can earn his salvation. But we've also noted that the Bible also teaches that we are not saved by grace only. If men were saved by grace only, then everybody would be saved because God has offered his grace to all men. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. We have further noted that the same Bible which teaches that we are saved by grace teaches that we are saved by grace without some works. In other words, there are some works which are excluded from the plan of salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those, however, are works of merit. Works of merit whereby one would earn his salvation have nothing whatever to do with the gospel plan of salvation. Further, we have noted that one is saved by grace, but not without some works. For faith itself is a work. Jesus said in John 8, verse 24, "Except ye believe that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." It is clear that one cannot be saved without believing both in God, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, and in the Lord Jesus Christ, John 8, 24, and also John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. And yet if one is saved by grace without any works at all, then he would be saved by grace without faith, for faith itself is a work. In John chapter 6, verse 29, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "For this is the work of God, that you believe." And so, if one is to exclude all works, he will exclude faith in God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But such cannot be the case. It makes the Bible contradict itself, and there is no reason whatever to hold such a position. In recognizing that the idea of salvation by grace excludes works of merit, does not by any wildest stretch of the imagination mean that we are saved by works of the plan of salvation. That's why Jesus said in Luke chapter 17 and verse 10, "When you've done all you've been commanded to do, count yourselves as unprofitable servants." That's why Paul said in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything, but faith working through love." Now what is it that avails to salvation? Certainly not grace alone, not faith only, but faith working through love. There must be grace, there must be the Word of God, there must be faith, confidence in God upon the part of man, and that faith must lead to acts of obedience, and it must be done all in the spirit and the attitude of love. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 22, the Bible says, "If any man love not the Lord, let him be anathema." And so we are saved by grace, but not by grace only. We are saved by grace without some works, but we are not saved by grace without any works at all. For we are saved by grace through faith and the other works of the plan of salvation, which the Bible plainly teaches. But I do want to emphasize that we are saved by faith. The Bible plainly teaches that. Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, "Being therefore justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." The cruciality of faith is also made clear in such passages as John chapter 3, verse 16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life." But that passage does not teach that one is saved the moment he believes. It does not teach that one is saved by a dead faith before and without further acts of obedience. Rather, as we have already noted, the Bible teaches in James chapter 2, verse 24, "You see then that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only." My friends, the only place in the Bible that the Lord uses the words faith only in connection with salvation, he says through his inspired writer that it is not by faith only. Be with us again next time as we continue this very important study.